All right, ladies and gentlemen, that means just one thing and one thing only, that we have our usual guest, our special friend, our man of the hour, Mr. Schwarz. Who is it? Who is it? Don't keep us hanging. Come on. Who is it? Who is it?
Bruce Butler.
Ah.
Hey, Bruce. You there?
Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up.
Did you switch to decaf this morning, Bruce? What's going on? Come on, you're little.
You know,
usually about four. Give it up. It's late.
I mean, Saturday morning is you know, the rainmaker's time for a realtor. So we're up showing property. We're up meeting with buyers, working with sellers. Saturday morning, we are high octane.
What's happening this week?
So, I want to get to a couple things on the real estate front, but first, I would like to recap Sunday's concert at Off-Broadway. Cherry Glazer, kind of a punk rock chick band, for a Sunday night. They were unbelievable. They brought their A game. The crowd was pumped. They had two good acts that opened up for them, and the whole thing was dynamite. Four stars. Cherry Glazer, Spotify them. You will not be disappointed.
And that's Bruce's tip.
Also, yeah, what else?
Also, tonight at the Firebird, a band that I've loved for a couple years out of L.A., Chicano Batman.
Oh, we've heard about them.
I mean, I've started like, what was Chicano Batman all about? I'm like, so they come out and they're all in like blue velvet tuxes, and the lead singer guy, he plays keyboard, he plays saxophone, he plays guitar. He's like the prince of the Latino rock band. And so that'll be a great show. I always love going to the Firebird because it's kind of a cool off-beat path place. And the whipped cream on this whole thing is that it's a possibility that Mrs. Butler, Jill Butler, is going to be joining me for this show. Which
no
is
way. No way. No way.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Okay, so, you better stream that live on Facebook.
For me, in general.
Calm down, big boy. Hey, you got any real estate stuff to talk about, or just all music today?
I mentioned this a couple times before, and you're getting ready to sell your house. You've lived in your house for 15 years. You've taken care of your house. You're a clean individual, and it is. You've got things basically ready to go. You put it on the market, you get a good offer, then the buyer comes, does their inspection, and you get clobbered with a $10,000 repair for the lateral sewer that is broken that you didn't know about. Bonk! It is the hugest disappointment a seller can get that they have to pay for. All buyers will request that the seller repair the cracked lateral sewer pipe that runs underneath your house. That happened to my sellers this week. It was unfortunate. I always recommend, and it didn't really work out for them in this case, unfortunately, but go ahead and spend $250 to have, or $150 to have a lateral sewer report done before you go on the market. You still got to fix it, but at least it's not a surprise.
So what is it you... I don't really quite get this. So this is just something that you should put on the checklist, as you're saying, before you...
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
And you know, see, most people want to know before they agree to a price that it's going to be that price minus the cost of this repair, and lateral sewer repairs
that's expensive.
Are expensive.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, we're almost out of time here. What when do people get a hold of you?
So call me at 314-608-9477, or hit me up at the website at butlerrealtystl.com, and search for home on there. Get a free, you can register to get your home analysis, see how much your home is worth. It's a good place to start when you're getting ready to sell.
Okay, great. All right, and what's the big show this week? Or is there a big show?
Chicano Batman.
Chicano Batman. Tonight. How could I forget
tonight.
That?
It's going to be a zoo.
Yeah, it's going to be a zoo.
It will be.
All right.
Especially if Mrs. Butler goes.
Yeah.
Right on.
Right. Okay, Bruce. Thanks, man.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, later. Bruce. We're going to go to break. And,
we should go out with Batman.
Instead, we're going out with some Boz Gags here, I believe.
I'll tell you what, that video, Matt, hit full screen on that video, will you?
It doesn't move, unfortunately.
It doesn't matter. No. That is unbelievable vision right there.
It's called this. This is an old blues song Boz Gags did a few years ago on an album called Cadillac Walk. And it's been done by some other people. It's a good song. This one's
I highly recommend going to YouTube and looking at that picture if you're of the male sort.
If you like ladies.
Yeah.
If you like ladies.
That would be better for... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
We'll be back next segment sponsored by St. STL Rotisserie with words of wisdom from Professor Core, will we not?
Chuck is going to tell us his Don Rickles story.
Oh, stories. Yeah, right. Don't want to miss that. We'll be right back. This is the St. Louis United Show, 590 The Fan, KFNS.